Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. There are just some technological fads that are just not going to come back. Like the 8-track. I mean, honestly, I don't even know what that is. I mean, legends speak of a large rectangle with 8 high-quality tracks of music. But 8 seems kind of light, doesn't it? I mean, what, was the musician having like a bad day or something, right? I mean, I know a homeless rapper that belts out 8 decent quality tracks in an hour. He is on SoundCloud. But the internet is one of those fads that's here to stay, and yet again, keeping our internet free is coming under attack. And why not? You know, our real lives aren't free, so why should our digital ones be? The idea of net neutrality is to keep the internet accessible for everyone. Well, everyone that wants it. My grandmother doesn't really know what to do with the internet. And if she discovered the terabytes over terabytes of porn on the internet, I think she would explode. Physically, spiritually, and digitally. But net neutrality is there to make sure that internet service providers can't manipulate the speed and privacy of the internet based on financial reasons. They can't block websites and censor information just because it hurt their feelings. You're a company, not a person. Build some walls and get over it. But the current chairman of the FCC and new disgrace to the Indian community, Ajit Pai, is trying his damnedest to get rid of an open and free internet. Ugh, does every Indian person of note in America have to be a douchebag? Ajit Pai is trying to punch the internet in the dick and convince us that it's a blowjob. Bobby Jindal has poked education in the eyes and tried to convince everyone that creationism is a science, and he knows. He's going to evoke the stereotype that all Indian people know science. But the education budget has been slashed so many times that Galileo and Galilee are now the same thing in Louisiana. Nikki Haley was complaining that she had to negotiate for peace, and she tried to convince us that she solved racism through her governorship. Okay, well, if America would stop creating so many wars, there wouldn't have to be so many peace talks. And she didn't solve racism. If she did, there wouldn't be so many people so many minorities getting killed over their melanin content. And India and Pakistan would have actually stopped fighting over a shitty ski resort. Whew, I had to get that off my chest. Anyway, my mother's new disappointment, Ajit Pai, is claiming that an open internet is holding back smaller internet service providers from growing their business. Which is false. Most small ISPs don't have any problem with an open internet. They literally have to do no extra work from providing internet at optimal speeds. They just plug it in and we're all set. And if it goes out, they just unplug it and replug it back in. It's that simple. Now, of course, there are a few smaller ISPs that do have issues. They had to provide information that they were keeping things on the level, you know, providing data reports, which was costing them man hours. But that was temporarily overturned if you have subscribers under 250,000. And companies like Santa Cruz's Cruzio has been growing pretty steadily with net neutrality in place. In fact, Cruzio is investing in fiber optics in their downtown area to provide faster internet for all of their customers. And of course this makes sense. If smaller ISPs are investing in their customers and provide their best service they can for their customers at a reasonable price, why wouldn't people choose them and keep net neutrality in place? Dane Jasper of Sonic is concerned that larger ISPs can undersell them because of behind-the-scenes cost. Larger ISPs have a bigger budget and can deal in shady practices legally. They can block service routes for smaller ISPs and muscle into their territory. If this was mobster rules, we'd have to make an example out of Comcast and take one of their fingers or antennas. And if this was biblical, we'd have to kill Verizon's firstborn, Vonage. And it just doesn't stop there. I mean, companies like AT&T are actually trying to trick their customers by claiming their foreign open internet. But legislation needs to be put into place to make sure that AT&T can do what they want to determine how free the internet should be. There's so much hypocrisy in that statement, it'll lead you to drink, which might work out in the end for AT&T, because the only way we can love them is with beer goggles, and the only way we can enjoy their programming is with whiskey dick. Now, these larger ISPs are saying that there is a middle ground with legislation. They're basically claiming that we have to unplug this net neutrality debate and replug it in with 8 different congressional plugs, each one with its own agenda. And now you don't actually get the internet, but you do get a rotary phone and a fatback TV, because we regressed this situation back to darker days. Days where we couldn't listen to books, send titties via text, and speak in hieroglyphics in the form of emojis. And going against net neutrality, which, by the way, is doing absolutely nothing to the way the internet works now, is to keep regulation so we don't deregulate the internet's freedoms. How's that for some AT&T doublespeak? But this argument is really about the Title II classification. As of 2015, the internet service providers are under Title II of the Telecommunications Act, which blocks them from cutting services, blocking websites, and charging higher rates for internet fast lanes. It lets the customer be in charge of the information they want, the entertainment they'd like to watch, and yes, their porn. There are people that say that Title II would let the FCC regulate the internet. Title II does not regulate the internet. Title II does regulate ISPs, large and small, from determining who gets the internet. If it was up to the ISPs, they'd make you become porn before you can enjoy porn. The stripping of net neutrality also means that the ISPs can sell customers privacy. And that's the major crux of it. I mean, doesn't Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T get it? Snitches get stitches. The government is obsessed with collecting our data to the point that where this addiction has reached so far as to involve the larger ISPs. And now they want the smaller guys to do it too. But these mom and pop joints have to look their customers in the eyes after they sell their data. And this is one of the issues too. The larger ISPs that want to capitalize on a customer's need for the internet and want to crush the smaller ISPs that get in the way don't have to look us in the face every day. The little guys do. When they sell their neighbors information, they have to see them at church or the grocery store or car mechanics. I mean, it's the same guilt and fear you feel when you see your mom when you're drunk, or an ex after you've jacked off, or learn a terrible secret about your rabbi. He likes cheeseburgers and is rapping about secularism on SoundCloud under the name Rap Binnacle. If a Dick Pie actually cared about these smaller ISPs, he would put some kind of law or regulation in place to ensure that larger companies can't play dirty to muscle out the little guy. Perhaps that's what's hurting the little guy. Ajit Pai is using the Walmart plan for the internet. Bring in the big box ISP, kill the little guys, and build over their graves. Ooh, fingers crossed for no digital poltergeists. If Pai actually cared about the little guy, he would provide them with opportunities to invest in progressive technologies that would help them get around obstacles and provide their customers with the services that they need. He would help companies like Whisper in Southern Illinois get rid of fixed wireless and maybe opt into fiber optics. Instead of facing constant complaints from his customers about trees in the way, they can grow their business and plant life. It's a perfect blend of technology and nature. Ajit Pai needs to realize that places like Southern Illinois are privy to the digital realm of information, entertainment, and yes, porn. Opponents of net neutrality argue that it's an old regulation from the days of the rotary phone. Why would we let something as new and shiny as the internet be ruled by something meant for something so old? I don't know. You know, most of our social philosophies were determined by old dudes in wigs. So why would we let our progressive lives be ruled by laws and morals that were determined by someone so old and dead? One has to wonder why the FCC wouldn't want a free and open internet. A free and open internet is a problem when you want to control the proletariat through fear. And if the internet was more open, more people would know what the proletariat was. It's a world of information and history and knowledge waiting for us. And control to that is very important. Informed citizens means it's difficult to get away with committing crimes against human progress. And yes, porn. Crimes against porn. Keeping the internet open and free and accessible to everyone helps people get educated. With college tuition costing a literal arm and a leg and the possibility of your firstborn up as collateral for your loans, and public education slowly dying with religious agendas being taught as facts, we have no choice but to go to the internet and Netflix documentaries to learn. Good entertainment will be on the chopping blocks, and that means we'll be stuck watching and rewatching the same old stories over and over again. Devolving our brains to only think in general stereotypes and not advancing through true art. And eventually the only thing that will be on the internet is reality TV and instructional videos from the 50s. You know, the ones that told you to suppress your boner with prayer and men shouldn't cook because their penises might catch on fire. And they'll probably take our porn away, too. And this is just an obsession with Puritan values. I mean, how are virgins supposed to learn basic sex moves when the only education in schools is not to bone? I mean, think of the children. We'll just become a bunch of repressed, angry, stereotypical robots hellbent on arguing with each other, unable to function without instructions from our blinking rectangle. We'll regress to a more totalitarian form of the 8-track, and all of us SoundCloud fans will just have to make our content on the streets. There are still several areas in this country that don't have access to the internet, or even a Starbucks to go sit at and get one drink and then watch Netflix for 8 hours. So those that do have the internet covet their services. And for fuck's sake, yes, they're porn too. But as much as the government is addicted to our data, we are addicted to the internet provided by these giants, and they are trying to use our addiction against us. Our addiction is being educated and connected. To keep the internet free and open means unity, and for a system that wants us divided and uneducated, they are going to try to take away anything that has the power to bring us together. And when we fall apart, we're probably going to go back to the 8-track, and I'm sorry to say this, but the world is much bigger than 8 high-quality tracks. It is millions upon millions of terabytes of tracks, and it's about time we got the chance to listen just to a little bit. And that's more than 8. Also, yes, an unfathomable amount of porn. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this episode, please share it. That's one way you can help support the show. Share it with your friends, your enemies, whoever you'd like it to. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Chicago, Illinois, Ames, Iowa, Kansas City, Kansas. I'm coming back to St. Louis, Missouri, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and Des Moines, Iowa. For all the details for those shows, you can go to ramennoodlescomedy.com. And while you're there, you can also pick up an advanced copy of my new stand-up comedy album, Approaching Happiness. It's coming out August 19th. You can pre-order it now, get some exclusive tracks. And if you would like to continue supporting this show, one of the best ways to do it is to donate to our Patreon, which is located at patreon.com/KrishMohanHaHa. There's a bunch of stuff that's coming out this year on my end that I am very excited about. Visiting the website is a good way to keep up. Gumroad is another way that you can keep up. All the links are in the description below, and thanks for getting into it.